We're going to head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Broncos head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and congratulations on the 38-16 win over Miami on Saturday and after watching the film of your Broncos. Talk about the performance.
Well, I thought, it was a hard-fought four-quarter game. We knew they were coming off a bye week, that they were well-prepared. Coach Martin does a great job with those guys. Made it really tough for us offensively. I thought our defense played great. They limited the big plays, and they got turnovers, and wind was definitely a factor, and we held on to the fourth quarter and pulled away a little bit, so I was proud of the way we played as a team.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Lester.
Your question comes from the line of Patrick Notice from Kalamazoo Gazette. Your line is open.
Hi, Coach Lester. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, thanks. So the Michigan MAC trophy on the line this weekend, I know that came into being after your playing days at Western, but can you talk a little bit about, what that trophy means to your team and just kind of the big picture as far as, the program goes and what it means for the program as a whole?
Well, I think it hits a lot of different phases. Obviously, it affects recruiting, when players are in this building and the Cannon Trophy is here and the Michigan MAC Trophy is here. We recruit Michigan hard, and, having that trophy in your building definitely helps continue to sustain success. So, trophy games are always fun. It's a road game, which for us is something we've been really talking a lot about. We got to get better at, and so it's a great opportunity this Saturday.
And finally, any players banged up and, maybe not going to make the trip over to Eastern this weekend?
Not really. We came out. We have a couple little things here and there, but nothing. Everyone finished the game. I think everyone's going to be ready to go. Hopefully, we were a little banged up last week. I think we're going to be even a little bit less banged up this week. We thought Zaire would play last week. He didn't. We were able to hold him out, and he'll be back for sure because he could have played last week, but another week off is good, Zaire Barnes, which would be nice. And Ken Aguirre had his first time back in and had a sack and played well, and so he looked good, and we didn't get much, but he's back, so we're actually starting to get back to full strength.
All right, thank you.
Tim, obviously early in that contest, you're down 6-0. Miami is driving, and Drake Spears steps in front of a pass and takes it to the house. And talk about the impact that defensive play really swung the momentum.
It really did. It was a big moment in the game. They had the win in the first quarter, and which made that, all the touchdowns were pretty much scored on one end of the field. They scored in the first and the third for the most part, and we scored in the second and the fourth. But that was a huge game breaker for us. Defense was playing well, and to have a big play like that, our defense is getting turnovers, and they've gotten a lot of them this season. And that's a knack that some defenses have, and some don't. And lucky for us, the guys are doing a great job. And it was just a swing route, and he had to peel with the back. And I don't think Gabbard even saw him. Unfortunately, I've been there before and I've done that same thing. He made a great play, and Tranquil made a great block on the way back and not doing a blindside block and just staying in front of the one guy that was going to catch him. And it was a huge game-changing play for us.
You touched upon it earlier and that success of playing at home and at Waldo. And you're 4-0 this year at Waldo, but winless on the road. Talk about that importance of playing well on the road now that you're specifically in league play.
Yeah, we've been talking about it since January and just trying to get better at it every week. Obviously, we had Michigan State week, our first one, and then I think we're a little bit better at Syracuse, and then we're a little bit better at Toledo because we got a tough road schedule. So we talked about it again this morning with our team, and it's something that we've been focusing on and changing things up a little bit. Just that we got to come out of the gates better. We come out of the gates pretty well at home, but away we've struggled, and then we heat up as the game goes on. So it's just another opportunity to get better this week.
When you look at film of Eastern Michigan, talk about some of the challenges they present.
they are talented. I mean, they're offensively, I think Mike Glass is playing at all-time high level from, you know, we didn't see him much last year, just in the second half a little bit, but man, he's throwing the ball well. They're explosive, and defensively, the secondary, I think, is as good as you're going to see. You know, obviously they beat Illinois. You beat a Big Ten team. You have tons of talent. So they're going to be well coached. They're going to be disciplined, and we got to play them at their place at a night game. So you know, a lot of things that we got to be prepared for.
Well, Tim, we'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan. Want to say thank you for your time. Congrats on the win over Miami. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you, Tim. For Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos in a 38-16 win over Miami. In that contest, again, wide receiver Keith Mixon Jr., season-high 84 receiving yards on three catches, with two of those being touchdowns defensively. Western Michigan forcing three turnovers, including the first quarter 74-yard interception return for a touchdown by Drake Spears to open a 7-6 lead, and they never looked back after that. For Western Michigan, they'll be on the road at Eastern Michigan this coming Saturday, October 19th. That game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.